Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Start hammer time.
Start hammer time.
Real quick, on the steroid thing, in college, my backup for outside linebacker was a scrub. He started juicing when offseason.
Yeah.
Got shredded, but doesn't change the fact that he still was a scrub as a football player. Just because you take steroids doesn't mean you're good at sports.
He didn't take your job.
No, sorry, Taylor. Anyways, for this hammer time, we'll go and dive into the social media world. We always kind of laugh at these people, the people that like their own tweets or their own posts on Facebook
yes.
or Instagram. Why would you ever talk bad about someone that likes their own posts? Because why wouldn't they like their own post? They're the one that posted it.
Well, I think the fact that you post it means that you like it, right? Like that if I'm not going to post, I'm not going to post something I don't necessarily like.
Yeah, but everyone knows that feeling of posting something and then nobody likes it.
It's maybe though I've deleted tweets
it's
before. I'm not kidding.
So
and I get a decent reaction on a lot of my stuff. Some I don't. So they're not all home runs.
Yeah,
but I've posted stuff and been like ha 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 ha. 14 minutes goes by. I'm like, all right, delete. Just delete it. Nobody got it.
No action. So if you can avoid that and like just that peace of mind that you can get when you look scroll through your timeline and see like, oh man, I got at least one like, because sometimes one like it gets the ball rolling.
Yeah,
another person sees that like,
you're priming
and
the
it
pump
adds it. Yeah, so I just think that,
do you like your own posts?
I don't, because of other people have been,
you've been
talking trash on me because I like my own posts. So I'm gonna try to maybe start a movement and say, hey, let's stop talking all this trash on people that like their own posts. It's a good post, like it.
I feel like you're defending somebody here.
I think everyone wants to, everyone likes the validation of likes and retweets. I do too. But no one wants to really admit it either. You want to think, social media, it's not that important. You know, I don't care about it so much. And liking your own post is the ultimate admission that you are desperate for that approval from other people. I mean, it's one thing to appreciate, hey, oh, that's cool, I got 40 likes on that tweet. But when you're doing it yourself, it just smacks to me of a little desperation.
A little bit. It feels a little desperate.
I'm going to be honest. I'm always desperate for some likes and retweets when I tweet stuff.
We all are. I mean, we are all starved for attention.
I love it.
We attention. All want to be funny. We all want to people to like us and think, he's so funny. You look. Of course you look when you tweet something. Sometimes I just go in a tweet storm like I did yesterday. I'm just retweeting everything I'm finding from this scandal. Yesterday, the baseball Armageddon, as I call it.
I'm just saying that it'd be nice to be able to like my own stuff, maybe add a little bit of extra numbers to tweets that I think are pretty impressive.
And I mean, if you do it, you're going to get made fun of.
But then it's a slippery slope because, you know, one tweet, one retweet, one like from yourself doesn't have a big impact. But then are you going to, like, buy followers that, you know, pay for likes and retweets?
I don't even like buying food for myself.
Things like that. I mean, there's some integrity. It has to go with the post. It's got to stand on its own merits.
Stop. Hammer time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.